Good morning, everyone. My name is Norma Flor, and it's really a pleasure for me to be here giving this presentation at the Tube Grad Science Division. The outline of the presentation is, during the introduction, I am going to talk briefly about Zoysia grass, morphological variation, heritability estimates, rust disease. Then I am going to present the objectives, methods, results, and conclusions. Zoysia is a warm season grass using the transition zone in the United States. It is commonly used in landscapes, but there is an increased interest for its use on golf courses. Therefore, several breeding programs are working to improve Zoysia grass. It's an allotetraploid, protogenous, cross, and self-fertile grass. There are 11 species reported in the literature, but the most common for turf use are Zoysia japonica and Zoysia matrella. These two species mainly differ by the leaf texture. Zoysia japonica has coarse texture, and Zoysia japonica and Zoysia matrella has fine texture. These two species easily hybridize, increasing the genetic diversity available for breeding. Okay. Related to morphological variation, Kimball et al. In 2013 reported some morphological measurements related to inflorescent traits between Zoysia japonica and Zoysia matrella genotypes. Basically, they conclude that Zoysia matrella genotypes tend to have smaller morphological features. Related to heritability, other studies have reported heritability for morphological traits and turf grass performance from high to moderate values, and for biotic factors and physiological responses, moderate heritabilities. Rust or lawn rust is a disease caused by a fungi pathogen, and it affects cool and warm season grass. Among warm season grasses, Zoysia is very susceptible to rust infection. In North America, Puccinia species are associated with Zoysia. There are conditions for infection and conditions for disease development, and usually disease outbreak occurs when temperatures are about 28 degrees Celsius, high light intensity, and on dry leaf surfaces. So with this information, the rationale for this project is there are several breeding programs working to improve Zoysia grass. There are two major species. Limited information is available regarding the inheritance of important traits, and narrow sense heritability of some of these traits will provide useful information to Zoysia grass breeders. The objectives of the research were evaluate Zoysia grass families for segregation of morphological traits and for rust response, and calculate the heritability for these morphological traits and for rust response on the natural infection. For the methodology, 20 genotypes were selected as apparents to produce segregating families. From 118 families, 6 crosses were selected based on segregation and based on the number of the plants available. This table is showing the information of the families selected. So in this column, I have the species identification, the cross ID, and the number of the plants available for each cross. Plants were arranged in a randomized complete block design under greenhouse conditions with 4 replications. Morphology data. Data was collected in 2 different days, evaluating these features listed in the slide, and evaluating the response for rust disease. Then analysis of data. The data was analyzed, and narrow sense heritability was calculated using REMOL analysis with AS REMOL software. I elaborate frequency distributions for each of the traits, and I use the chi-square to analyze the response for rust. I would like to start explaining the results of the morphological data using these pictures because they illustrate the genetic variation of the genotypes. So for example, these are the variation for floret color, differences in growth habit, Some of the genotypes were taller, some of the genotypes were smaller. Purple coloration on the stem. Flowering behavior, some of the genotypes flowered during the experiment while others didn't. And differences in leaf texture. To explain the results related to the morphological traits, I elaborate frequency distributions, and I selected a representative cross for each trait. For all of these graphs, at the y-axis, I have the number of the plants, and at the x-axis, I have the categories observed. So for leaf color, this graph is an example of a cross between parents with different green intensities. Variation was observed in the progeny. However, most of the plants segregated for green color. For stem color, this graph is an example of a cross between a parent with bicolor stem, purple and green, and a parent with green color. Variation was observed within the progeny. However, most of the plants segregated for the phenotype, for the green phenotype. For floret color, this graph is an example of a cross between a parent with purple floret and a parent with bicolor floret, in this case, yellow and purple. The progeny segregated for this trait. However, most of the plants were divided into two main categories, one expressing the phenotype of the parent, and the other expressing a bicolor floret, but with lighter intensity than the other parent. And just an example, some of the plants segregated for yellow coloration. For leaf texture, this graph is an example of a cross between two parents with contrast phenotypes. For example, one of the parents had fine, very fine texture, and the other parent coarse. Variation was observed within the progeny. However, most of the plants segregated for fine texture, several of them for medium coarse, and just a few of them expressed the phenotype of the parental lines. Continuing with the frequency distribution, for growth habit, this graph is an example of a cross between parents with two different growth habits. One of them was small, and the other was tall, having upright growth. Continuous variation was observed in the progeny. However, most of the plants segregated for medium to tall growth habit. For seed head length, the graph is an example of a cross between parents with different size of head or seed head. I set up only two categories, so the progeny was divided between them. However, most of the plants segregated for seed heads of a smaller size. For flowering, as I mentioned previously, the genotypes present contrast flowering behavior. Some of them flowered, some of them didn't. The graph is an example of a cross between two parents that flowered during the experiment, but they produce different number of seed heads. And as it is illustrated in the graph, most of the plants from this progeny flower. Related to rose response on the natural infection of the disease, it was very clear to observe the presence of highly resistant genotypes compared to the presence of susceptible genotypes. The picture, this picture is a close-up of the presence of uridemia or pustules observed in some of susceptible genotypes. And this is a picture of uridemia spores. To explain the results for ROS response, I elaborate frequency distributions. For this tag, I selected three representative crosses. Again, at the y-axis, I have the number of the plants, and at the x-axis, I have the categories for the disease, resistant and susceptible, and the phenotype of the parental lines. What is important about this graph is that the number of the resistant plants is much more higher than the number of susceptible plants. And these observations were also noted in the other three crosses. However, unusual results were observed in the progeny from this cross, where the number of susceptible plants was much more higher than the other crosses. One potential explanation for this situation is associated with the phenotype of the parental lines. They were resistant, but some symptoms were observed on them, and maybe that's the reason why the progeny segregate having more susceptible number of plants. Segregation data of ROS response was used to fit some ratios with the chi-square test. The table is showing the species designation. In the first one is Japonica by Japonica, the family identification, number of resistant and susceptible plants, ratios, the phenotype of the parental lines, R for resistant, 375 as susceptible. And what is interesting about this graph is that the Japonica by Japonica crosses fit 3-to-1 and 15-to-1 ratios, indicating the presence of dominant genes in one or in both parents. However, unusual results were observed in the progeny between Japonica by Matrella, where the segregation ratios were not expected based on the results between Japonica by Japonica crosses. However, more data or more crosses between Japonica and Matrella species are needed to quantify more accurately these results. Related to narrow sense heritability, the table is showing the traits that were evaluated with the heritability values sorted from the highest to the lowest. For seed head length and for leaf width, we obtain high heritability values, moderate for the other traits, and low for leaf color and growth habit. With these data, my conclusions are that the F1 hybrid segregated for all the traits evaluated. Related to morphological data, I divided the heritability in three different categories, high, intermediate, and low. For intermediate and especially for high heritability values, the result indicates that progress can be made through selection for these traits. For ROST response, the F1 hybrid segregated indicated that under natural infection, variation was sufficient to detect genetic variation in the genotypes. 36% was the estimate of heritability for this trait, and this indicates that improved hybrids can be obtained, especially if crosses between resistant genotypes are performed. Data from ROS response also indicate that major genes conferring resistance to ROS are present in some Zoysia genotypes, and this situation is more clear in the Japonica by Japonica crosses. However, more studies are needed to better elucidate the inheritance of the resistance. With this, I would like to finish my presentation. I'll be able to take some questions, and one more time, thank you so much for your attention.
Time for a few questions. Yes.
When you evaluated the rust, at what degree did you say it was susceptible? How much percentage of rust? Were your resistant ones had no rust, or just a little rust, and was it susceptible to have so much? To what degree did you make the quality of the SNO bring those classes?
Thank you for the question. So the question is, what was the level to evaluate susceptible genotypes, the severity of the susceptible genotypes compared to the response in resistant genotypes? I would say more than 70% of damage observed. And resistant, nothing. No symptoms, no pustules, completely clean. Yes. Okay. The question is, she's asking me to clarify how I inoculate or evaluate the genotypes for ROS response. Well, as I mentioned in the presentation, the genotypes were evaluated under natural infection. This natural infection occurred under greenhouse conditions, and segregation was pretty easy to observe, as I mentioned before, because some genotypes were resistant and others were susceptible.
One more question. Lunchtime, I guess. Let's thank our speaker.